Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Day two of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I don't know how to tell you to find us. We're right by Minot. No, not like Minot, North Dakota, as in the Minot booth on the bay on the floor of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Ron Rauschenberger and Jim Arthaud just walked by. And when those two are together, sparks fly. That's all I'm saying. It is a who's who of the oil and gas industry, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum just finished on the stage, and Harold Hamm not too far behind him of Continental Resources, and then Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer. We're going to talk to some folks from the oil and gas industry today, names you don't necessarily know that aren't necessarily household names, but doing some incredible work in North Dakota. And learn a little bit about this new innovation and technology that is transforming the Bakken. Really a lot going on. We talked about that yesterday in Energy Matters and yesterday in What's on Your Mind, but an amazing time. This is the time where I get to find out what's on your mind. So I want to get to that right away at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. From wherever you're at, you can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. That is the number to text us at, and Todd is taking text today. He's not on. Well, he's on. He's at the epicenter of the legendary voice of the Northern Plains 550K fire, and, of course, as always, manning the controls. So Todd will join us vicariously, is that how you say it? Kevin, is Todd living vicariously?
Yes, that is how you say
it. Us today? Yeah,
yep,
okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. It's you know, a big word for me, but I'm glad you verified that I'm using it properly. And so you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Besides the legendary voice of the Northern Plains 550K fire, you might be tuned into the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. That would be AM 1100 The Flag. Thank you. We have one of those out west, too. Boom into the Bakken. 1090 The Flag as well, and great places like Watford City in the middle of McKenzie County, North Dakota, where you have one county that produces more oil and gas than any other county in the United States of America, which is why the world is watching what's happening in the Bakken. In addition to Tioga, the birthplace of oil, and Stanley, Crosby, Powers Lake, Ray, Williston, you get the idea. And, of course, on the western edge, KLTC and Dickinson, too. A lot of folks listen on the app. They listen online, at the desktop. However you listen, we appreciate you very much, and thank you for that right here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. I can't help giggle, and if this is an unfair emotion to be giggling, I'll count on Kevin to sort of put me in my place here. But I'm giggling, Kevin, over this Colonial Pipeline meltdown on the eastern seaboard. I can't help but giggle. Because
as far as the you know, the lines and stuff, are people ordering or panic buying or what?
Well, no, just the fact that a cyber attack shuts down a pipeline, and everybody that takes for granted that they go to the, you know, gas station, buy a bag of chips and a hot dog and put gas in their car, and they go there today and they say, sorry, we're out of fuel. Because the pipeline shut down.
Right.
I mean, you know, for instance, remember Save the Water and the whole shutdown dabble, these evil pipelines, what we've lived in Minnesota for the last couple of years. Line 3, I don't want it, it's bad, get rid of it. Pipelines make everything better. Pipelines are the safest transport of transportation fuels that there are. Pipelines fix everything, they make everything better. And one pipeline that happens to carry about 40%, I think it's 42% is the actual number, of the petroleum products, the gasoline that gets to where it needs to get so you can go to the pump and fill up, is hit by Russia and a ransomware attack, and everybody goes, well, wait a minute here. These pipelines actually are important. I guess I want a pipeline. This one pipeline shut down has caused, are you ready? Not 100 trucks, not 1,000 trucks, not 5,000 trucks, 10,000 trucks are currently doing the work of that one pipeline. What do you think's better for the already congested eastern seaboard? Do you think it'd be the gas in the pipeline getting to where you need it, or do you think 10,000 trucks delivering it would be bad so you can have more traffic jams?
And can we talk about the amount of fuel that those trucks use to deliver that gasoline?
Right.
And
how about their carbon footprint? They like to talk about carbon footprints, right, or
exactly.
What it takes to bring things one place to another. You really can't make it up. I think it proves one thing that I've seen happen more and more and more these days. God has a sense of humor. There's no doubt about it. My favorite is, you know, a cyber attack, right? A cyber attack is a terrorist act, okay? This one, I guess, came from Russia, they're pretty sure. So Russia decides to shut down our pipeline and do zap on that pipeline. And obviously, we're learning, if you don't have national, if you don't have energy security, you don't have national security, right? So now Joe Biden says what? Well, that's not our problem. That's like a private sector thing. Oh, so what? After the airplanes crashed into the World Trade Center, somebody should have said, hey, you know, what was your building doing in the way of those airplanes? You got yourself a little problem to fix up there. Why don't you go to it? Why don't you go find those bad guys wherever they are? I mean, right? An attack is an attack. And if you can't defend the United States of America, you ought to get out of the business. This is just... It's too rich. It's too rich. I can't even begin to make it up. So that's what's on my mind. The value of pipelines seen firsthand by the masses right now. Right now as we speak. Phenomenal. Governor Doug Burgum was on the stage just a short while ago, welcoming everybody to day two of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which is jam-packed with all kinds of things. As I mentioned, of course, we're going to have on the... dais today, Kelsey Warren. He'll follow Harold Hamm. Who else is going to be sitting with Kelsey Warren today talking about the value of pipelines, talking about the ongoing effort to try and shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline? Who's that again, Kevin? I can't remember. What in the world are they doing putting me up there with the executive chairman of Energy Transfer?
Hey!
Kind of a corny radio guy, right?
You're a mover and a shaker.
Corny radio guy asking questions of the executive chairman of a piece of infrastructure that's done more to help the Bakken and help the state of North Dakota than I can about think of anybody. If you had to pick one single person that has had the greatest impact on the transformation of the Bakken, now obviously there's a lot of people on that list for the early days of saying, how do we do this? How do we get
Harold
oil
Hamm.
On a rock?
Harold Hamm, I'm going to guess.
Harold was certainly, Harold's on the stage too, and Harold was very instrumental early on. There were a number of people. Harold gets the most credit, mainly because he's just great copy. I mean, this guy is, you know, sharecropper's son, youngest of what, 12, 14, you know, high school education, cleans out sludge in oil tankers, and all of a sudden says, I can put a couple of bucks together, I'll buy my own truck. And starts, you know, shipping oil and says, you know, gosh, I think I know what to do here. Let me get a couple of wells here. And I think he had 17 dry holes before he finally had one hit. And he was still standing and went back to school at like 30 and got his geology degree. And now is America's single most successful oil man. Unfortunately, they measure that in terms of how much money is in your bank account. I don't think that's any measure of the true success of a man. I think that just means, you know, whatever. You know, I mean, that's... people have money could be complete and total idiots, right? So it doesn't... I mean, you could be you know, born into the Silver Spoon Club and you got money in your bank account, right? I mean, but his was actually earned. And I think his true value is his brain, his mind, and how he was curious and said, how can we do this better? And wait a minute, why don't I go up there to North Dakota? Let's poke a hole into that rock and let's do some fracking with some horizontal drilling and put those two together and see what comes out of it. We talked to Ed Schaefer recently, former governor of North Dakota, former ag secretary to George W. Bush, and talked about the early 90s when Ed championed something some people like Harold Hamm brought to him to say, you know, if you gave us a little tax treatment here, and there's an incentive, and if you lay out some of the risk, because we got to put an enormous amount of money into this, but you could, you know, we'll try some things. Well, they tried some things, and it worked. And it's pretty phenomenal what has happened to come out of that. But I believe today, the single one person who's had more difference, because, number one, he was a pipeliner. You know, and he, like Harold, kind of, it's a great rags-to-riches story. It really is. Said, you know what, I think if we build a pipeline up there, this sweet crude that comes out of the Bakken could get to markets with less cost, which means the savings to the state of North Dakota alone is phenomenal. And our oil here is the best. It's just a matter of getting it to the markets. Dakota Access Pipeline's done that. So Kelsey Warren on the stage today here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Your calls when we come back. And also talking healthcare today and some other oil gurus you want to meet.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. A couple of your texts I'm going to get to in a moment, and your calls welcome. We have a busy show today, as we always do when we get to events like this. We're going to talk with our friend Dr. Mike LeBeau coming up here in a moment from Sanford. We're going to talk to Eric Bays from Grayson Mill Energy. Grayson Mill is not a household name in North Dakota. They've been here before, worked with Oasis Petroleum, and they're part of an acquisition that is pretty significant, and we're going to talk a little bit about their plans here in North Dakota. This is an interesting one you're going to want to know about. Francis Moises Petroleum going to stop by. Kevin Black will be here. He is Chief Executive Officer of Credence Energy Service. Again, not a name necessarily a lot of folks know, but they are a leading production chemical provider in the Williston Basin, so we're going to cover that as well. And we're going to try and pick up some of Harold Hamm's address before the group of Continental Resources before we end the show today. And also, of course, later today, the lineup is just phenomenal here. We'll walk you through some of the things that are happening. Tomorrow's Mike Pompeo at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. If you have a question or comment on any topic today, it doesn't have to be about this. 258-0550 is the telephone number. You call now, we'll get you in here right now on what's on your mind. Any and all topics, welcome. You just tell me what's on your mind, okay? You can also call Kev at 271-1100. PetroServe USA is where I have a wonderful croissant breakfast sandwich. I've switched up the last couple of days because they told me the croissant breakfast sandwich is the number one seller. And I thought, what am I missing? Because I'm a biscuit guy. You go biscuit, you go English muffin. They've got so many choices there for breakfast in the morning. It's unbelievable. But I had the croissant. Now I get it. A little lighter, you know. I'm guessing a little healthier. I'll ask Dr. LeBeau, but I'm in good shape. If you want to just go with the more traditional kind of comfort food stuff, listen to this. Swedish meatballs today in West Fargo or Valley City. Chicken pot pie in Glendon. Lasagna at the downtown Fargo location, NP Avenue. Valley City also has lasagna today. That's off exit 292. Mac and beef hot dish in Euland. They got all the great meals. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you, and they're going to take great care of you, okay? That's right. Great care of you. They always do at PetroServe USA. All right. Let me see what else we can talk about here today on the program. A lot of folks wanting to talk about Russia. Let's talk about Russia for a moment. I wonder what Trump thinks of Russia shutting down the pipeline. Good question. Donald Trump is no longer president, but I think he will probably say what they're doing is no surprise. They're bad actors. Okay? Putin was his best friend, though, right? Well, I think you would think Putin was Donald Trump's best friend if you open up a newspaper, if you watched an evening newscast from, say, one of the alphabet soup networks, or you surfed around the Internet. Was he his best friend? No, I don't think so. No. Another texter says, can we do away with masks in the emergency room? Some doctors are saying we need masks less these days. How about I save that question for an actual real-life doctor? I believe the function of a mask in an emergency room is very different than it would be in a mask from protecting ourselves from COVID. But you know what? We'll ask. That's what we do here. Texter says, I found this interesting. It's a headline in the Farm Ranch Guide. I wanted to share it with you. It says, more greenhouse gases come from rural leaders than rural America. I wonder if that's having a little fun or if they have some example of that. But, I think the whole environmental movement, let's call them the environmental movement for a moment, certainly has a lot of hot air coming out of them. So if that's what they mean, they're right. And you know what's amazing about it all? Let's talk about this pipeline that shut down in the Eastern Seaboard. Everybody that is coming that wants gas, that no longer gets gas because a pipeline shut down, isn't saying, I'm a little worried about the greenhouse gases. You know, the CO2 thing is really bothering me. They want gas. They need gas. Gas powers their lives. I can't get gas because this gas station doesn't have gas because the pipeline shut down. Fix it now. I happen to think what's happened with this particular situation is it's actually a good thing because it'll help people understand the value of these pipelines. You don't see them. They're under the ground. And if I could show them to you, if we took an X-ray vision of the United States of America right now, what's below the ground, you would see a network not unlike the interstate system. I can see that. I know where the roads go. I don't know where the pipelines go. But everything gets to where it's going cheaper and safer because of pipelines. That's just a fact. And when they go away, like this one did because of an attack from Russia, Now people go, ah, light bulb moment. It's important. I think given a governor in Minnesota who shut down pipelines, a president who shut down pipelines, a environmental movement and a whole a native nation that's tried to shut down a pipeline, a Dakota Access Pipeline that's taking oils to market, now they need to take a step back and think, wait a minute here. Interesting. All right, and again, a few more minutes here for any question, any comment on anything today on the program. Here's something on vaccines. Scott, this is my prediction for the vaccine. As this continues, the vaccine will be like a drug. I think they'll continue, and all of a sudden they're going to start charging for it and holding you hostage if you don't have it. You can't fly. You can't come into public places. It'll be a control issue. Workplace. Can't come to it. And then it'll become very costly. Well, let's go back to Donald Trump a minute. One of the reasons Donald Trump did what he did by bringing all of the players in the technology/medical space was to say, this is going to be a critical issue with us. We have a pandemic. We don't know everything about it. There's something called COVID-19 out there. Let's get these people competing. Pfizer against Johnson & Johnson. Moderna against Pfizer. You follow me? Let's bring all these people together and let's use American ingenuity to come up with the best of the best. And we're going to pay you. We're going to guarantee you we're going to pay you. So now these entities didn't have to say, well, if we do this, is there going to be a monetization of this at some point? Took it away, but the government paid for it. The government paid for all that technology. So that's why it happened as fast as it did. And I think the worry from this person is not well-founded because of what Donald Trump did. But he doesn't get any credit for that anymore. Kev, I'm going to let you run the phones here. And we have time for one more call here before I go to this one. Texter says, whatever happened on the governor's vote on Planned Parenthood and the NDSU program? That was Senate Bill 2030. The governor signed that bill. That happened on Saturday, over the weekend on Saturday. He signed the bill, so that's a good thing. And I think, by the way, certainly one of the reasons the governor signed the bill with a change, he X'd out the penalty provision in that, was because it was a compromise of sorts. The penalty provision worried the folks in the university system, worried folks at NDSU. The penalty provision was taken out. There was some confusion on that penalty provision that said, gosh, what if somebody said, I'm going to start a research program, and they didn't realize that whoever they were partnering with had previously done something with Planned Parenthood. It wasn't well known. They did their due diligence. Could then that professor be charged as part of the penalty? And so they said, let's just remove that, and let's go with what we're really trying to accomplish here and decouple Planned Parenthood from an NDSU program, but remove the penalty provision. It was a good compromise. I'm glad the governor signed it. I think he signed it because you let him know in huge numbers. Huge numbers. You wanted that. More from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference coming
up. For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair.
We'll do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution. And I think it's very important that we make sure whomever we elect is somebody who will be faithful to the Constitution. I think that it is an indication of where the Republican Party is, and I think that the party is in a place that we've got to bring it back from, and we've got to get back to a position where we are a party that can fight for conservative principles, that can fight for substance. We cannot be dragged backward by the very dangerous lies of a former president. Thank you.
USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Back at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, I'm Scott Hinnon live. There's Brian Klippel right there. By golly, he makes WSI go. Busy guy. He's got the job service underneath him, too. I could just sit here and name thousands of people that are coming by because it's a hub of activity on the floor of the Bismarck Event Center. Let me tell you about another great deal, the Wednesday Wheels deal from our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And our friends out there at that Valley City shop, that would be Pucklich, Buick, well, Chevrolet first, I just mentioned that. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC as well. And this one's a pre-owned vehicle. It's a 2017 Ford Taurus Limited. 27,000 miles. Now, this is the kind of vehicle that's basically new, but by the clock, by the calendar, it's 4 years old, but it's not. 3.5-liter V6 in it, so you got some good power. About 27 miles per gallon. You're going to get with this baby. Saves you cash on the gas. Silver exterior, charcoal cloth interior, very easy to keep clean. The limited edition includes great features. The Apple CarPlay. You can listen on the What's on Your Mind podcast to that baby with the CarPlay. It's so easy, no matter where you are. That CarPlay is awesome. Plug it in, and your phone is basically now in your car. Just like you don't have to get to a whole new system or anything else. Keyless entry. This is a single-owner trade-in sold by Pucklich, traded by a retired fellow from Lemoore, North Dakota. That's what they specialize in right there at Pucklich. Now, that was $21,995 today. It's $21 even. Just tell them you heard it from Scott. $21,000 for a pre-owned 2017 Ford Taurus Limited. Pucklich. What a deal. Valley City location, 721 Main Avenue, Pucklich. Chev Buick GMC, find them online. Tell them Scott sent you and got yourself a great deal today. Matt's on the road, Matt had a quick comment before we chat with our next guest, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Matt, take it away. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Scott. Hi. Well, I wanted to talk about what I think the relationship difference is between like how Trump handled Putin and how Biden so far has done that. And, I think about how Trump was... He was very firm, I thought, with Russia. You know, he had a lot of sanctions on them and stuff that, you know, the media never really would report on that. But he didn't embarrass Putin that much, really, in public. He didn't really do any of that. And then Biden kind of comes out, and I don't know why he did it. He was posturing. He called Putin a murderer, which, yeah, that might be true. But the mainstream media really jumped on it, just thought, oh, Biden, you're so tough, and you kind of called him a murderer and all that. And then... I mean, the pipeline deal could have been a response to that. You know, Trump didn't keep it in public, where I think Biden, he made a mistake there. And it kind of goes the same with, like, what Trump was trying to do with Kim Jong-un is, you know, let's not insult these guys in public as much. Let's try to, it was kind of his business savvy, I think. What do you think about that?
No, I think you've nailed it. I think you did, and that's why I said earlier, I mean, that person was obviously being critical in the text about Trump related to Russia, saying, oh, Russia's attacking us now, and he was Trump's friend. He wasn't Trump's friend, and as you say, just the basic facts on the sanctions that were put in place were stronger than the United States of America had ever dealt with Russia. So,
Yes.
You know what this is proof of, Matt? It's proof of the fact that you've got to have critical thinking skills. You've got to do your own thinking. You can't rely on ABC, NBC, CBS News, or any other MSNBC, Fox, anybody. You've got to do critical thinking and not rely on the media, because the media has a different agenda, and they're fed by people that have a different agenda. And what Trump said is sort of, the heck with all that, I'm just going to go in and do what I believe I should do. And he did it, and he did it very well. And if you actually listen to what Trump promised as a candidate and what he did, they're very much aligned. He had a terrible bedside manner. He broke China. He didn't suffer fools well. He didn't play the game. He didn't play nice. He didn't have ever a nonverbal thought, right? I mean, there was no such thing as a nonverbal thought. Very impulsive. But you know what? I think the American people were at a point where they said, we need something different. We need a reset. And what I think we're finding now is you've got a president who is having some real cognitive issues and is not firing on enough cylinders to keep up with just world events. So that's the issue. You've done a good job nailing it, Mike. I appreciate your call. Are we ready, Crystal?
Thank you.
We are ready. We are at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. We'll talk about all these things, but certainly, with the United States has found out the value of petroleum products right now in eastern United States with the Colonial Pipeline shutting down. And what timing, because here we are with the world and gas leaders of the world sitting here saying, you know what, we have what America needs, and they do. Now, our next guest, you might say, well, I don't understand. Why would Dr. Michael LeBeau, who is the president and CEO of Sanford Health, Bismarck Division, be at an oil show? Why would he be in an oil show, folks? Well, he is in an oil show because this is important to the economy, and it is certainly important to health care. And as the oil and gas industry continues to grow, and that brings in more and more people, there's more people to care for. So I think I know the answer. How'd I do, Mike?
Not bad, Scott. A fantastic event. It's really amazing to see the activity down here and to see all of the potential new products and new services coming to North Dakota. You know, we spend a lot of time visiting with Ron Ness. As you know, he's on our board, and, you know, to be part of this conference is great. And, you know, we stand by our claim that, you know, we want to turn that economy on. We want everything to be running normal. I think every one of us in North Dakota are going to be better for it.
You've said that all along. You've said, from the perspective of a healthcare provider, the most important thing is full open, full on economy, and let's going. That's a somewhat controversial statement from a healthcare leader, because through most of this pandemic, it's been, you know, shut down, slow down, all the precautions. Why have we flipped that switch?
You know, I think from the very beginning, we've talked about leading with data. You know, we went through a tough time in North Dakota where the number of people infected and the percentage of positives were significant. And at that time, it made sense to, you know, dial things back and to take care of ourselves. Right now, our positivity rate is still in line with where it is as we open things up. And we just think that you keep track of that every day. You look at the number of hospital beds available, what we have, and I think that's how you make your decisions, based on data, not on fear, not on, you know, unknowns, but really just the data in front of us.
I know you're a great kidney doc, but if you were better able to psychoanalyze the American sort of mood through most of that, it fear describes it. And fear drives you to make really bad decisions and sort of overestimate the risk, right, to all of us individually. How do you think that happened?
Well, the biggest reason is we just can't look in a textbook. We can't Google and get hard information on COVID. It was new. And so how do you treat it? How do you prevent it? We didn't have any of that. And so it was just kind of everybody in all aspects of the world had to make on-the-spot decisions without known data. And I think that really scared people. And to not know what's coming, I think our brains just fill in, you know, the parts that we don't know, it fills in with what feels right. And many times, unfortunately, what feels right is what's most scary.
So that goes back to data and having the facts and at least going forward, getting out of this mode where we feel as though that there is some risk that is as higher. I think masks do that as well, right? Because, you know, if I see all these people wearing masks now, I'm thinking, why are they wearing masks? Do I need to wear a mask? We're sort of getting beyond all of that right now. So let's just talk about a little bit going forward. And again, the actual data related to the risk. Let's talk about the vaccine. You've told us before you see the vaccine as a low-risk solution that ultimately fixes everything related to opening the economy. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, definitely. If you look at data, and it's hard because there's still not tons of long-term data with the vaccine, so I appreciate people's fear, and I understand that. The interesting thing about our new vaccines is it's really new technology, and we should trumpet the new technology that comes to medicine, new cancer treatments, new treatments for immune diseases, autoimmune diseases, is all fantastic. It's the same thing with this vaccine. It's a new technology. We use mRNA or parts of our RNA that really allows us to focus exactly where that virus is going to affect us. So it should be very, very effective. And the risk of the vaccine is very, very low. Now, in fairness to people that speak, if you give 1 million doses of vaccine, there's going to be some people that have some trouble with it. And the hard part is we don't know exactly who it's going to be. But if 100,000 get the vaccine and 100,000 don't, the group that gets it will be much, much better off as a whole.
When you talk about the hesitancy out there, one of the reasons is because you're just hearing so much, right? And there is a assessment out there that the risks from the shot are soon going to outpace the amount of death that comes as a result of COVID, because we're to a point where most of the at-risk population has been vaccinated, so therefore your actual chance of any kind of significant health event from getting COVID is pretty low right now. We've talked about that through the whole thing. So talk about that balance between the two.
Yeah. I'm very happy that our at-risk population, most of those folks have been vaccinated. And so if you look at total number of hospitalizations, mortality rate, it's improved as we've protected our at-risk. I think that really makes me feel comfortable opening the economy, right? So it was always, and you know, right from the governor's chair, we needed to protect our at-risk folks, and I feel that we're there. However, I'll tell you that we've grown more accustomed as a society of COVID. We have many people in the hospital still today in North Dakota, and we have people that are still dying. And the difference is now, as we've protected our elderly folks or at-risk folks, we have young, healthy people that are in the hospital and very, very ill with COVID. And so, although numbers are low, they're still significant, and it's something that the vaccine is our, by far and away, our best tool to really continue to decrease mortality and really allows us to continue to open up and have great events like we are here today.
And is there a hesitancy in North Dakota that you don't see elsewhere?
There's a huge hesitancy in North Dakota. We see it in other states where we're definitely going to be one of the highest by the time we're done, you know, for hesitancy. And interesting, if we lead with data, I think we can really speak to the safety. At Sanford Health, 90% of our physicians have been vaccinated. And there's nobody that knows data in healthcare in North Dakota better than a group of physicians. And they have a huge uptake because they understand the safety and the benefit.
And so the risk on the hesitancy, I assume, would concern you, given your confidence in this. What message do you have to people that are hesitant?
Yeah, I just, from a physician standpoint, from a healthcare standpoint, we feel very good about this vaccine. All vaccines come with risk. We wouldn't deny that. But the risk is extremely low, and as a society, we are going to be much better off if we can get to herd immunity with the vaccine.
How close are we?
We're getting there. We're maybe 20-25% of our folks still need it.
Always a pleasure. I know we're going to have a chance to talk necessarily about all the new investments that are happening in oil country, especially Williston and Dickinson. We've talked about that before, but that goes tracking with what this industry is doing for the economy. And look forward to that next chat. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott. Appreciate it.
That is Mike LeBeau, President and CEO, Sanford Health, Bismarck Division. More coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference today, as we continue, I want to tell you about what powers us here on What's on Your Mind. It's the MyPillow. It's the MyPillow. I'm powered by MyPillow. Many of us are. You don't get a good night's sleep, everything goes off the rails, right? That's why there's nothing like laying your head at night on a MyPillow, especially the premium pillow, because that's the creme de la creme. That's what really is the best of the best for MyPillow. And my friend Mike Lindell has it at its lowest price ever right now, $29.98. So whether it's the robes or the sheets or the new slippers and moccasins, The weighted blankets are fairly new, too, and they are phenomenal. They really are. And there's buy one, get one specials. There's discounts. You can't go wrong when you go to MyPillow.com. Way better than going to the big box store. I just ordered more sheets myself. They're just so darn good. Put them on every bed in the house. Get the lake ready to go. Call them at 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, we get to meet another one of our guests from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Eric Bays is here. Eric is the CEO of Grayson Mill Energy. How are you, Eric?
Doing well.
Nice to see you.
Likewise.
Glad to have you here. Tell me about Grayson Mill. I know you guys have been involved in some deals that people probably have heard about, but that's not a household name in North Dakota, so just tell me a little bit about who is Grayson Mill.
Fair enough. So Grayson Mill Energy is a small, or used to be small, private equity-backed private operator here in North Dakota. We started about 5 years ago. Myself and two of our partners, our COO, Blake Sellens, and our CFO, Matt Altus, started Grayson Mill about 5 years ago. We're backed by a private equity firm called NCAP Investments. Been a tremendous partner for us thus far, and really, over the last 5 years, we've been bouncing around the Rockies trying to get some things done and spend a lot of our time in the Powder River Basin in Wyoming. And then early this year, we made an acquisition of Equinor's North Dakota assets, North Dakota and Montana assets. And so now the Bakken's going to be a bit of a focus for us going forward.
Now, you've had experience in North Dakota before, I understand, with Oasis Petroleum. Is that right?
That's correct.
What did you do with Oasis?
Well, so I mean, I've actually worked the Bakken most of my career, initially with Hess, actually, and then went over to Oasis when Oasis was a 20-person company. And so really grew with them up until, you know, call it 600-some-odd people. I actually spent 2 years living in Williston as the general manager for Oasis. Spent 2 great years there. Actually, my middle child, my oldest son, was born at Mercy Medical there in town. And so
North Dakota made. We love that.
That's right. Now,
yeah.
The communities of Western North Dakota really hold a special place for myself and my family. And so, you know, as we think about this, and, yeah, we're not a very household name, as you said, to some of the folks in North Dakota. But I guess to your listeners, the thing I think we want to make sure we impress upon everyone is, look, we're going to be good stewards to the environment. We're going to be great neighbors to the communities that we live and we work in. And really, if I'm being completely honest, one of the things that's most exciting about this acquisition for us is that we get to really pick up the mantle from Equinor from a community involvement standpoint. And you and your listeners certainly know that Equinor has had a long storied history of active community involvement up here. And that's something that we're pretty excited about continuing on as we go forward. And, you know, a lot of the folks that are coming over from Equinor are passionate about that. It's something we're passionate about, and we're excited to keep it going.
Has the Equinor deal closed?
It has. So we closed late last month. So now we're in this transition period where everything is kind of migrating over to Grayson Mill. And so we expect that to take, call it, 4 to 6 months. But really have Grayson Mill firmly in the saddle and everything transitioned over, call it, late summer, early fall time frame.
And what are the plans you have for those assets? What will folks notice differently?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously it's a big asset, right? We're a lot of producing wells. We're trying to get our arms wrapped around it. And first priority for us is to make sure that we get everything transitioned over, you know, safely and effectively, and make sure that we don't lose any of the momentum that Equinor's had on the volumes and costs and safety standpoints. And so for us, that's priority number one. After that, you know, obviously we're pretty excited about oil prices being where they are, and we're looking at, you know, what does a capital program look like for us going into next year. And so got a lot of options, and we're just still trying to work through them all.
By the way, Grayson Mill, that name, give me a little background. I meant to ask you that. Tell me how that name came to be or what it stands for.
Well, I think during the fundraising process about 5 years ago, we discovered that naming a company is probably more difficult than naming a child.
And
so for us, it was not our first priority. And people started asking us, well, what's the company called? And we're thinking, oh, okay, now we need a name for the company. And so actually, Blake Sellens, who's our COO, his family has a ranch in Central Texas, about midway between Houston and Dallas, that's been in their family since the 1850s. And his grandmother's maiden name is Grayson. And so on that ranch, his family's ranch, there was a creek called Grayson Mill Creek, because there used to be a cotton mill on that creek. And so we heard the name Grayson Mill Energy, and it just kind of stuck with us. And
I love it. It's named for a ranch. You can't go wrong there, right?
That's right.
There's a lot of great ranches in North Dakota, too, and those names are pretty darn important, so that's pretty cool. Capital is obviously the real fuel to get what needs to be done in the Bakken. Is it challenging to get it right now? Is it just knowing the right people? Just explain that a little bit.
I think there is certainly capital scarcity in the market today. I mean, I think the world is a very different place in 2021 than it was in 2019. I think what's most attractive for us in this perspective of this particular acquisition is that it's a big producing base. You already have that cash flow engine working, and so we're able to work within that cash flow rather than having to build into that cash flow. And so for us, we already have an asset that's throwing off free cash that we can go and reinvest into opportunities for the company. And so for us, it's not a function of getting additional capital anymore. It's really just making the best use of the capital that we have at hand.
Just keep that oil price inching up, right?
That would be helpful.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Fascinating story. Thank you, Eric, and good luck. Love young energy leaders and new companies. It just is a sign of the vibrancy of what's going on with this world-class play in the Bakken. Eric Bays, Grayson Mill Energy CEO. Thanks, Eric.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, my name is Diane. I refinanced my mortgage with Stacy Bossert at People's Home Equity. I was able to drop my interest rate almost 2 whole points. I added in some other debt, and I'm still saving over $400 per month. Stacy was so helpful in walking me through the process and made it very easy. My overall mood has absolutely changed since now I have extra money and do not feel like I'm always drowning in debt. Thank you, Stacy.
Stacy Bossert, 701-261-8359, NMLS number 1908175.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.